Blog Talk Radio.
Living in that false world,
some other galaxy or some place that's just not here dealing with what's here on planet Earth. So the 1 year later and Haiti still has problems. 1 year later, Haiti still has problems. You know, where is all that money going? I saw something where for every $100, I'm thinking, how do I put it? Every $100 of the government contracts in Haiti, $98.40 still coming back to American companies. So they just put their money in there. They say they did something, and they figured out a way to get their cash back. They're not even hiring the Haitians to do the work. You know, South Korea is coming over there and is going to be doing business in Haiti, and they're going to be doing some of the work or construction work also. I don't understand how all these other countries are getting these contracts, and it just seems like with relative ease they have to go over there. Place basically destroying the country and keeping those brothers and sisters over there enslaved and keeping that system going. Haiti has never been respected worldwide ever since they won their independence, fought for it, got it, became independent of the rest of the world, trying to go ahead and create a nation. They've always had their history is just so terrible. They've never had it to where they can go ahead and do anything. It's shocking. I don't have a full report on it. I'm just going off the top of my head from some things because I had my head geared up toward the brothers calling in. And us going ahead and having a really relatively decent show. But, hey, I'm going to make do with what I got. And see how it goes from there. So, but the Haitian situation is disturbing. Very, very disturbing. And one of the problems that I have with it is that black people in America don't recognize that, hey, those are our... We're genetically connected to the same people in the Caribbean. And I get this thing, it's a us and them type issue. But at the same time, we're being mauled and killed over here. There was a lynching back in September of a young man in Mississippi. I think his name was Jeremiah Carter. Some names stick with me, but it's just the fact that he was lynched. That image just stayed with me. So we have a lot of issues. The more we talk about it, the more we can find a way to go ahead and deal with a lot of these issues. I'm not too keen on going ahead and dealing with arguing, going back and forth. I don't deal with that. You know, let's present some facts. So I'm going to keep it moving a little bit, try to go ahead and play a few songs, and hope those brothers call in. Enjoy.
What's up, Milwaukee? Like a broken record, I remember.
Girl, it took some time to get real with myself. But when you find it, just stay.
Papers, blogs, all this stuff. They've been talking about what happened in Arizona. And I'm amazed at how they can go ahead and keep showing light on that. Not that what happened there was bad. Anytime people are murdered, especially little kids, they're innocent. Now, it's a tragic thing. But what's disturbing to me is that I feel that stuff like that happens in black communities across the country literally every week. Not getting as much airtime as what happened in Arizona. America has too many guns. They almost have more guns in America than they have people. I mean, what's the point of all that? Guns are designed to kill. Ain't nothing sporting about killing. It's a twisted mindset. How can you tell me that you got a gun that's for sport? I mean, shoot a leather ball through a hoop, that's sports. And I always feel that if you ain't sweating, it ain't no sport. But they keep talking about this the whole week, or almost every, and I look at a lot of news channels, and I go ahead and try to figure out, why is it constantly that they keep flaunting this and throwing this in my face? I got feelings, my feelings are mixed about the whole thing. My feelings are mixed about the whole thing, but my heart tells me that, hey, look, what happens in my old neighborhoods and neighborhoods where my family lives, those have been worse issues. They don't get the big headlines and big all the news media coverage and lots of stories done on it. It's basically swept under the rug. So I don't understand where, I do understand for one group. But for our people, I don't understand where our priorities lie. But what our people show me is that their priorities lie in a bunch of BS. Constantly worried about silliness. Tonight I did want to talk about how the political system here is set up. Like, we're supposed to treat these politicians like royalty. And I don't see them going here and acting like what they say nobility is supposed to be like. These are not noble people. These are a bunch of damn con men. There's no way that people should continue to allow them to be paid. As soon as I figure it out, I'm going to have that petition posted. Well, I always said we should go ahead and discontinue their pay. We should not go ahead and continue to pay these people. crazy. But one thing, back to the Arizona thing, one thing stood out in my mind. One thing I recognized that ain't nobody said nothing about was that the woman, Gabby, they keep calling, they was shot in the head. I hope she recovers. But one thing was not pointed out. The governor of Arizona wanted to go ahead and kick out the Mexican, but it was literally a Mexican that saved a white woman's life. I find that amazing. Something's overlooked. I find that amazing that no one's been really pointing out that small factor. If they had their way, that Mexican probably wouldn't be in Arizona. Might not have been there to go ahead and help save our life. So, it is what it is. Give these brothers a little bit more time. I thought I had a good show lined up, and now they done put a monkey wrench into the program. So I'll just go ahead and wait a little bit longer and see if they go ahead and come back or come in. Love reggae. So let's check this out.
Try to tell her no, no, no. I already have a friend. Can you?
feel. Again, the situation in Arizona was tragic. And I still feel that they have too many damn guns around. And I hate the simple argument where people go ahead and say, hey, what are you going to do about the criminals? Okay, so what are you going to do about the cops? I think you got too many damn cops on the street. I think if you use some of that money and pulling and going ahead and getting more of these cops, training these cops and bringing them on the street, I think if you use that money to go ahead and create businesses, you wouldn't have so many criminals. A lot of you wouldn't have so much crime. All this stuff is an illusion. I think the government has to go ahead and they support crime to a sense. Yeah, I really think they do. I mean, like, hey, that way they justify their job. I mean, I don't need you. I mean, I just don't get it how people don't recognize that, hey, you don't need all these damn cops. Stop making criminals. And make criminals to go ahead and justify their position. Police, political situation, everyone. So, it is what it is. But what do we do about it? Dialogue is one of the best things for us. Think tanks, let's do what they are doing. They're talking about the situation. We're not really discussing the situation. We had a lot of us are willing to talk at each other, yell at each other, scream at each other. We don't have a lot of people willing to go ahead and sit down and have good dialogue. That's one reason I do like having conferences. So we don't have those physical altercations. It helps us learn how to go ahead and listen to one another a little bit. Another track. Let's go ahead and wait for these brothers to get them a little bit more time.
I will.
my show for this evening. See you next week. Good night.
Well, see that we can sometimes. Oh, I know you're mine. I know you are mine all the time. This is the time. I look in my mind. I say to myself, I must swim down the river Nile. Most of the time, when I contemplate, reminiscing. Yes, I know I'm an African king, God why? So they carry I and I abroad. And them work black people so hard. I do want to go back to Africa. Yeah. Half the time we go home and we are. Sometimes I wonder when we'll be home again. Swimming down the river Nile, just you and me, my friends. When I wonder sometimes when we'll be home again. Living up in the ancient sea, what a fight, my friend. Sometimes I sit and wonder. The ancient souls in Senegal, in Morocco and down in Nigeria, Tanzania and Gambia. Oh Lord, I wonder when I'll be home again. When will I get a chance to listen to the song of my play, my friend? Get a chance to be back home again. Sitting down in the bed and then I pull out my friend. Oh, what a feeling. It's like a villain's road. When the mama tribe come out to make the rain dance. Dancing in the center of the street. Going around and I feel the heat. I got to move my feet. High. Yes, I'm carrying a neck of my brother. Oh. And let them work black people so hard. Lord God. And them no one give me no regard. Oh. That's why me want to go back home my yard. Sometimes I wonder when will I be home again. Dancing and eating with my African friends. Bamboo Island, straight back to Ethiopia. I hear the food that balance out in Jamaica. Way down in the east, I know they're waiting a bit for me. And I'm ready to go there somewhere. Just a border. And I will ever be back down there again. When will I get that chance to sit with my.
Okay, I changed my mind. I might pull my leg and put a chain around my neck and stuff. So, I have a call on the line. Not my guest, but this person is equally as great. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, good evening, Chef. I am your guest.
Equally as great. You know, tell the listeners who you are and what you represent, what you do.
I'm glad you asked. I'm Sonya Perdue, and I'm the founder of Chicago's Black Business Network.com, and stopping by to say hello, Chef.
Great, great. I want to go ahead again and give you praise for the event that you had last Friday. That was awesome. I couldn't make it to the thing on Tuesday at, what was that, Vaughn's Banquet Hall?
Yes, that was Ron Carter's event over at Vaughn's on Tuesday morning. You know, Ron is running for Alderman of the 17th Ward over there, and he had a meet the candidates event over there at Vaughn's. Vaughn's Banquet Room is beautiful. Have you been over to Vaughn's Banquet Room yet?
No, I haven't. Actually, I've been dialoguing with someone that was at the event on Friday, the lady from the Mormon Grand Hall over there she has on Michigan.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful place, too. I haven't been over there, but I looked at her cards that she placed at the event on Friday, and it is absolutely gorgeous as well. We got some great things going on in Chicago, I'm glad that you came to the event.
You can run that list down. I ain't got a problem with it. Go ahead.
Run the list down. I'm thankful that you came over to the event, Chef. It was a good event. That's what Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com does. I'm a facilitator, the administrator of the site, and it's there to connect people. One of my slogans is come out and meet the person who may just take you to the next level of success. We have a tendency to be stagnated in our businesses, and that's because we don't get out and meet enough people. I don't think that's you, Chef, because I really think you get around. But we have a tendency to be stagnated in our business. Yeah, I see you moving. And I need to be out there a little bit more. I'm an internet person. I'm online a lot. As a matter of fact, that's where I'm at right now, in the office online, doing some work because I didn't come in until late. But that's what Chicago's Black Business Network is about, connecting. I didn't know that's what it would be about. That's not how it started. That's not the reason that it started. All the reasons that it was started was selfish reasons. I was had been a loan officer previously, and I was looking for referrals. I was looking for that, but then it turned into something totally different. Maybe I had a calling. But I do enjoy it. I do enjoy watching it happen. I enjoy watching the connections. People get very excited about making new business connections, and I get very excited about it now. So now it's taking me and leading me, sort of, and I look at it every day and treat it like it's my baby and think of ways that I can enhance it and how can I connect people and who can I connect, and that's something that works very well for me, Chef.
What are some of the bigger companies that have come and go ahead and gotten involved with the Chicago Black Business Network?
Well, we have a company now that we're going to work with, which is actually Snyder Trucking Company, which has 20,000 truck drivers. We're going to do some things with the director of the subsidiary, Snyder Leasing, and we're going to get that information out to people. Some people don't know that they can become a truck driver in 6 weeks. I didn't know it, that's the length of the class. I didn't know that go ahead.
I want to become a drunk driver myself.
No, you want to become a truck driver. But I didn't know that it only took 6 weeks. I was like, damn, I could have did that. You know, I don't know if I want to do it now. But if I had known, it's about information. And more people, when they know, they will know that they can do it. Upon being a driver for 6 months, you can purchase a truck, become your own owner of a truck, and do your thing. So in a short period of time, in less than a year, you could change your life. You could change your life because I think the average salary, and I was looking at that for truck drivers, is maybe 40, maybe 50, but it goes higher than that because as a loan officer, I had truck drivers as clients, had a couple as clients, and, yeah, they were hitting 70,000. And they must be really good.
Yeah, I know. I know a few truck drivers myself. My cousin got out of prison, and he got his truck driver's license, and that pretty much changed his life.
It could change the life of the person. It could change the life of the family. It can have a ripple effect. It can change the life of a community. So that's one of the things we're looking at working. That's one of the companies we're looking to work with. Another company, and he hasn't come over and joined my site, but we're looking to work with IIT in a manufacturing engineering program. People don't know, and I tell people that I'm an information person, chef. Sharing information is very important because I like receiving information, quality information. I like quality input. I don't look at TV and I don't read newspapers, and my sister's always on me about that. You don't know what's going on in the world. I know what's important. But quality information is what I'm interested in. And we gave an event in November at Mid-America Club. I don't know if you were part, if we had met or connected at that time. And that was because of our relationship with IIT and Jerry Fields over there, who is a professor. But they have a program for anyone who has graduated from a junior college, a city college in Chicago, can get a free scholarship to go into their manufacturing engineer program, a free scholarship to IIT. So that's the kind of things that I'm looking forward to doing with Chicago's Black Business Network.com in the upcoming year. That's where I'm headed. And that's a little bit more than getting loan officer referrals, but it's very important. It's very important what we do.
I'm going to ask you a few questions here. You don't mind. You can stick around for a minute?
I can stick around for a minute.
Okay. So and when starting a business, I know problems that I had in the beginning was everything came out of my pocket because I couldn't get a loan. I couldn't get financing nowhere. I was sent through I went down to the Small Business Administration thinking that it was one thing, and it was not. It seemed like it was a way to just go ahead and point me toward the door and get me out of there. So I went to some of these other groups. I think one time I came to your chat room and I was trying to mention to you that you had that group, and I put them out there. I'm going to put them on blast. That group, Axion.
Was that you? Ah, so you have been around for quite a while. I remember that. Yes, I do.
I think that group, Axion, is one of the worst out here. I mean, they send you through all kinds of hoops and changes, and I had been over there, coming over there so many times. They're on 26th Street, I believe. And I had been coming to the office so many times, and all they did was just go ahead and give me the runaround, get me the runaround. Then we had like one of the counselors they set me up with. I called her baby, and she got really, really. There was a big confrontation about that. And I'm like, you know, what's the point here? But I know that for a few years I've known only one person. I think maybe like for about 10 years, only one person has actually gotten any help from them.
That could be possible. I'm not that familiar. I know someone sent me the information, and I was just following up and sharing it. I don't have any. Yours is the only personal experience that I've heard about it. But there is, and this is probably a direction that I'm going, need some help. That's what I need. I need assistance. But, you know, it's hard to get assistance without money to do all the things that you have in your vision and the desire that you have. This information is important. The correct information is important. People do find loans. They do find grants. They do find these type of things. And I will continue to reach out there because some people will tell you and some people will not. But there is money out there, and there's so many government agencies, there's so many programs that really don't do anything, but there's too much money floating around. There's too many things being done. There are programs where there are things, people are getting the money, and we have to, for some reason, our community seems to have a disconnect to the correct source of the money. There is government money. There are government funds. There are grants. Not saying that any of it is easy. You do have to go through a process, which you understand processes. you're a business person. You went through that process, so you understand processes. But there is money out there. There is money out there. I'll give an example. Cheryl Calvin, who is the senior vice chair of Black Wall Street, she has a big concern, huge concern about legislation that has passed, programs that have been funded, and the money not reaching the community. It's not saying that anyone has spent it, that it's sitting there and not being utilized. And the reasons and the things that she's coming up with, I'm not going to say totally accurately, because she did talk about it at the summit, so it's not personal information, it's public information. She did speak about it at the last Black Wall Street Summit. The people in certain positions to have the power to administrate over this money are incompetent. They're not able to comprehend or care or have a concern or diligent enough in their positions to get the money distributed. When money is passed by legislation and it's not distributed to the businesses or people in a certain time period, it simply goes back to the state. This is one of the concerns of Black Wall Street. It's really one of the big concerns of Cheryl Galvin, that there is money sitting there that could be used by businesses like yours, like mine, small businesses, and the people who are administrating or the administrators money.
Let me ask you real quick. Hold on, Sonia. The thing I want to go ahead. I always hear that there's money out there. So how do people go ahead and know this? I mean, I don't see billboards letting people know. I mean, no one really knows. I didn't know unless I go ahead and do a lot of footwork. It's not easy, but
it's not.
I see that where we don't have those links and things of that nature.
That's
so how do people know?
Concern.
How do they?
That's one of her concerns. It's very much her concerns. In our discussions, and I won't go into who we had these discussions with, but there were public officials. In our discussions, they feel like the information is posted there, it is there. But the average Joe, the average Sonya, the average chef do not know where the information is. The average it is there. It's on the books. Yes, it is. I don't know where it is. I could, you know, I think I have the intelligence and ability if I stop working all day for a week to go out there and find it, but that's difficult to do when you're trying to feed yourself. The information is not being distributed. In our community, to me, now this is not in general, I may not be making the right connections, which is something that is a goal for me, to make the right connections, to get the right information, and to get the right information to my people. So I may not be talking to the right person, doing the right thing, or getting the right connection to bring that information forth. It takes time, it takes energy, and it takes experience to go through the language, through the documents, and figure out what's going on. There is not a central point or agency, to my knowledge, and if it is, I wish someone would tell me, that I can walk into and say, I have this particular business, give me a list of all the Illinois grants and programs and funding for this particular type of business. And why isn't there? All these agencies have different websites. Now, on the federal site, you can go in and search for different grants, but there are a lot of different agencies. So we don't have the watchdogs in our community. When people are struggling every day to, you know, in day-to-day life, we don't have the watchdogs that we need to sit up and feed that information to us. And Cheryl Calvin is very adamant about creating a watchdog to watch.
What's her name again, Cheryl Calvin?
She's the senior vice chair of Black Wall Street, yes. She's adamant about creating an agency or an organization that does watch the money and does distribute the information in simple form to the people. If you had, like, the sets, like the information that I have on the front of my website about my upcoming shows, why can I not do the same thing for federal grants coming up? I can. It takes time. I'm one person. It takes an extra person to do it. Where do I go to get just that information? You know, it could be done, but I can't do it by myself. She can't do it by herself.
You got me. I got my little crew. So, I mean, like, I've been trying to tell you I want to work with you.
Well,
I want to work because, you know, I had – huh?
We can work and we can figure something out, but it takes a team and it takes a lot of energy to do it because you do have to go in the documents. You do have to make calls to the state. You have to go and see what bills are paid. And I don't even she's a legislative person, Chair. She understands that more than anything. And it's about educating yourself, but it's not that complicated. I always tell people when they're buying homes, if somebody else could do it, you can do it too. So the information is there. It's simply not being fed. Our people spread information a lot by word of mouth. We have a certain level of society, which I don't want to refer to them like that, but the street people, the lower economic, level in our community, they have a word of mouth system that's phenomenal. Anything that they need to know how to do, they know how to do it. But for some reason, on our upper level, and you know that they know how to, every place you go get something, if there's some form out there, how you go do it, what you don't do, and what you do, I watched them do it, you know. But it seems like in the upper level, that word of mouth or that communication system is not there. And I'm not saying it absolute. There are probably people out here doing it. There are probably people out here finding the funding. As a matter of fact, a young lady came by and just reminded me, it might be something I need to do tonight. Kenya, and I'm sure if you met Kenya, she came by and told me about a couple of grants for artists, which is referring to my book. That's word of mouth communication, you know. That's because I connect with a lot of people, though, but everybody doesn't have that. But that's what I do. She felt like she wanted to share information with me. Great. And I need to get to work on those grants tonight, too. A couple of grants from the Illinois Arts Council coming up.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have like a handout or something like that, just one flyer that we can go ahead and put together, like a door-to-door campaign and employ some of the young men and women out here to go ahead and let people know what's going on and what's available?
Available at once is for my network, or what do you mean?
As far as the grants are concerned, or do you want to go into business? Oh, and come out here and let people know that, hey, look what the Chicago Black Business Network is all about, what Black Wall Street is all about.
Well, you know, I distribute postcards and flyers and that type of thing. I was so involved with Black Wall Street the past year, I sort of stepped away from that a little bit so I can pay more attention to my network. So, therefore, now in 2011, you will hear about it more and you will see it more. But sort of in 2010, I was laying kind of dormant, you know, and letting it go and just, you know, keeping connections, growing it little bit by little bit. Excuse me, but in 2011, you'll see a big difference.
So you're going to have some guys standing out on the street with a big old billboard, big old sign, like I see with the pizza man?
I hadn't thought about that idea, but I don't see why not. What would be wrong with that? That's cheap.
Because every time I come close, it's a place over here, like I see two places, Little Caesars. I make pizzas fresh from scratch, 5 ingredients for the dough, and I go in and throw on my toppings. I see a guy out there with the sign for the pizza place, and then like it's in a place to do taxes. It's a guy standing out there in like a blue dress and a blue headgear, and he's got a torch, and he's looking like Lady Liberty. So I think you need somebody like front.
Well, at least it's providing a job also, so that's what we do. That's what we need to do, too. Everybody could do that. At least it's providing one job for a few hours a week. Who knows? That's a possibility. That's a possibility.
There you go. There you go.
But marketing is so much, like I say, I am going to have someone coming in a few hours a week, whatever it is I can afford to start doing. And because when you're working on shows and you're working on the books and you're working on the networking, which once you reach a certain point, and this is any business, and you know this yourself, when you're bogged down with the small details and the task, you can't do the big things. You can't, and I'm at that point. It's standing in my way, planning and organizing the big things, because I'm here right now in need of doing the small tasks, but these things you have to do in order to keep going, and you know what I mean. So you have to, one way or the other, you know, have assistance. Build a team, because then it will permit you to do more. Whatever sacrifice I have to make to do that, then that's what I'm going to do, because that's the only way I'm going to grow, and that's what I'm trying to get through to my fellow networkers, that we want to go to the next level of success. We should always be trying to reach the next level of success, no matter where it's personal or financial, and you can't do it by yourself. You got to have that team.
Have you approached schools or some of these schools about the I know in Chicago they got it. Out here they don't have it because, you know, I live in the next county. About the what is it called? The community service thing they got to do. When I first heard that, I was like, why? Did they got a case or something? They, you know, this probation or something? But no, for the high schools, you know, when they graduate, they got to go ahead and work somewhere pretty much.
They
got to put in some time in the
Do, and that's a good idea, and that's a good reminder for me. You know, I've had a couple of volunteers that come by. Volunteers, do they really have any dedication to it? For what I need to be done right at this moment, I need to give somebody a few dollars so they can come in and knock it out and move on, because that's the point where I'm at right now. But I do understand what you're saying, and that is available, and that is still very important, that we do reach out and they get this type of experience. And I can think of some things that they can do for me, but right now, at this particular point, the people that I choose to come in, pay them for 3 hours, knock it out, do what I can, because I need fast movers right now. But that is a point. You know, Chef, there's so many things that needs to be done that need to be done in the business, just in life. And my days run very, very, very long. So once I have some support, I get to do other things. Maybe I do get to bring two students in and have a little bit more patience and teach them how to do some very specific tasks for me and teach them how to do another task as they grow and learn. That's the only way you do it. That's the only way any of us ever did it. You know, people walk around with the attitude like they were born doing what they do. You were not born doing being a technology whiz, what they call them, geeks. You were not born doing this. It was a process, and you did learn it. All of it is learned. So I can do that, but that's not where I'm going right at this second. My things to do list has 1,000 things on it. I keep throwing them away and starting them over again because I don't get to all of them. But with some assistance and organization and some strategic thinking, which is I'm getting very much in. I got books all around me now. That's where I'm going, strategic thinking and organizing. Derek McNeil, who's doing the Tuesday show, glad to have him aboard. He's an attorney and a CPA. So
Let everybody know about the show, you know, because you got a show here on Blog Talk also. I think you do a couple of shows, right?
Oh, my goodness. See, there I go, Chef, stepping right on into it. You know, I'm at this point in life that I believe that you just, I don't know if I'm having a midlife crisis or what I'm doing. If it's to be done, I want to do it. I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, you know, and that's why I'm overwhelmed. You got to choose what you're going to do. I want to do the shows. Mm-hmm. I think the shows are important. We have Black Wall Street Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The National President was on tonight with Ron Carter, with Tom Cotton out of Oakland. Yeah, you did. And the chair from Peoria, General Parker. So So these good men were dialoguing tonight about the Black Wall Street districts in Chicago and across the country. Then on Monday, check out Chicago with Keisha Nicole, who is the founder of the Bronzeville Theater. She will be starting her show. That's Art and Entertainment. That's a show you may well be interested in coming on. And Tuesday, I do a member show for my members. The radio show, and like I said, it just takes me along. I don't think I'm leading the organization. I think the organization is leading me. The CBB and our Blog Talk radio show was started to bring the members on the show and talk like I'm talking about my business. That was the initial purpose until I ran into Ron Carter. Then we started doing Black Wall Street. But that was the initial purpose of the Blog Talk radio show. So I'm going back to that. The first show was last week. I'm going back to that this year and have that show. The members call in on Tuesday at 6:30, and then at 7:30, Derek McNeil, who I said before is an attorney and CPA, will come on and answer your real estate, your banking, your law, political, legal questions. Those are the questions you ask me, you should ask Derek, because that show was very well received last week. Just that one show, he got a lot of phone calls because of his credentials, and I think it's going to work out very well. But this is what I do. I'm an information person, and I don't know everything, so I listen to him too, and your show and everyone, just to gather information and share it. So
I agree. Yeah, one of the things that I got from last week was the Perry Smith and the TV production team.
Okay.
I'm trying to go ahead, and I have been trying to do a cooking show for quite some time.
Wow.
I had a little crew a while back, and we were trying to do it from our restaurant at that time. And we would go ahead and make different meals from different places. And I'm the type of chef that I like to go ahead and incorporate like international meals into what I do. I deal with I know about a variety of cuisines, and I love seafood. That's my thing. And so I have a lot of one day I have to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and try to get you to one of these cooking demos I got coming up.
Great.
So you can go ahead and see what's happening, and maybe we can go ahead and probably do something for one of the meetings you have.
Oh, okay. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I don't mind doing the demos. I love food.
That would be that's a great idea for the 4th of February. You will demonstrate. Give me an example of a cooking demo. I don't know what it is, but give me an example of what's something that you would.
What I do is I pick a dish, and I tell people what the dish consists of. Maybe if I know the origins of the dish, I let people know a little bit about the origins of the dish, and just show them how to read the recipe, and I'll hand out recipe cards, and then I go ahead and I show you how to cook it, basically.
Great. Would that fit in our facility over here at South Street Journal?
That's what I have been looking, trying to check. You know, actually, you have one of the most impressive bathrooms I've ever been to in my life.
The bathroom.
I went in there and I thought it was because I've seen people go back there and I thought it was like an office. And I was like, what's going on back here? And somebody pointed me. I said, where's the bathroom? And they say it's right there. And I went in. No, that's somebody's office. No, that's the bathroom. So like I said, you got one of the most impressive bathrooms I've ever seen in my life.
What about the paintings? This man is on radio talking about the bathroom. What about the paintings on the wall? Did you look at the paintings? No, you looked at the
bathroom. Of course, I noticed the paintings. I didn't know Ron had done all those paintings. I was like, wow. I mean, like, why is he going ahead for me? When he said that he'd done the paintings, I was like, you know, why is he trying to go ahead and run for political office when he's got all this talent and all these paintings up there? The Malcolm X painting stood out because it's big, and I was like, wow, look at this.
Isn't that something?
Man, it was something. It was awesome, really, really awesome. I mean, we can go and do something just around them alone, man. Those paintings was really good, impressive.
Yeah, he's very laid back about that, but they are. He has some we haven't seen yet. I don't know when he's bringing them out. Maybe he'll bring them out the 4th, but he needs to have an auction or a raffle or do something with that. Chef, are you still there?
Still here.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, that's...
I was thinking, you know, one day I go here because I can do a very little artwork. I can't really do that artwork. But if I can go ahead and put together, I can go ahead and bake the cake, ice the cake, and he can go ahead and paint something on it.
Okay, that'll be something. That'll be something. Yeah, well, I guess, you know, you have to ask Ron why, you have to invite him to the show, ask him why he's running for political office.
Yeah.
That would be a question.
He should be. He's got excellent talent. He's got some excellent talent.
Well, he's an organizer too. He's been, I guess, he's been painting since he was a little boy, and I guess he's been an organizer since he was a little man, a young man. So that's something. You know, some people are just like that. They're concerned about the community. They fight for the community, and that's what they do with their life. That's not necessarily me, because I'm not. I'm not a group person. I don't join organizations, you know, but I'm trying to change that mentality because I'm a person who likes results. I don't want talking as fan. We're talking now. We're sharing information, but I like results. I like to see something happen, and I find like a lot of people like to talk about what they're going to do. I want to do what I'm thinking of doing and what I'm dreaming of doing. Like I said, I could be having a midlife crisis. I don't know. But that is one of the best midlife crises I could think of. I should have had one at 20, but that's okay. I'll have it now because I want to do what I'm thinking of. I don't want it to stay in my head. I want to do, you know, I don't know if it was a movie, but it never left me. I don't have a master's or a PhD. I do have a bachelor's. But the guy was going to get a PhD, and the lady asked him, why are you getting a PhD? He said, because I can. So when I look at the things that I do and they start coming, as I say, from my spirit and my head and my mind into the physical realm, I do it because I can. And I like to pass that on to people. You do it because you can. You have the potential to do it and to live life and do anything less than what you have the potential to do is like being dead. So that's why I do a lot of things.
Okay. Hey, one more time. Tell everybody who you are and who you're with.
My name is Sonia Cassandra Perdue, because that's the name I use on my book. I'm author of Black America, Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions. Oh, which I didn't plug my book. Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions, which is a five-part series where we do indeed hope to travel America and ask Black America the tough questions. So watch for our TV and radio broadcast for the tough questions. As a matter of fact, we're going to start videoing answers to the tough questions on Saturday the 29th of January between 2:30 and 4 at the offices of South Street Journal. And I'm very excited. The couple of book discussions I've had have been gone very well and been very well received. So we're going to start videoing right here where you saw me looking out over Lake Meadows. People who come through, make your appointment and answer the tough questions. So that's coming.
Give me one of those tough questions. I had one last week when I was at the meeting.
Ah, I don't know which one did I give you last week. I'm not sure.
It had me thinking so much, and I started veering off, and it made me start thinking about myself. So I kind of forgot it. I just had me, you know, checking myself. I had to do a gut check from, you know, I was checking, trying to figure out, you know, what direction I'm going in. But it was one of them kind of questions.
Is that what it is? Great.
Yeah, for now, real. And you know, I live like 40 miles from where you at. So, you know, all the way home, I was like, what about me? You know, it was one of them questions. I don't know. I can't remember. Did you have a number, 12 or something like that?
I don't remember because I probably just opened up the book and just read one. But that's cool. That's what it is supposed to be about. This is one of the questions I had at the second book discussion, and we didn't get off this question. This was at the Woodson Library. Tough question number 20 from Black America Asking Yourself the Tough Questions, Book 1, 2010. Question number 20, has your child been or is your child now part of the foster care system? Is your son or daughter doing jail time? how did you let this happen to your child, and how did we let this happen to our children? And we never got off that question. We stayed on that one question the entire hour and a half. Now, that's one thing I'm working on. Another thing that I'm working on, working with WJPC Chicago, and we're going to do some things together, and all my shows are rebroadcast on there on WJPC. And let me see, what else am I doing? Oh, this is moving forward. And we got to hold Ron Carter. Ron Carter says he's jumping out of a plane this year. We got to hold that to him. He said hold him to it. That's what he said. That because we was talking.
No. I was in the Army. I seen people jumping out of planes. That didn't look cool.
Well, he said hold him to it. So I'm spreading the word. He said jumping out of plane. He said hold me to it. So there you go. But and I fly in a helicopter. But anyway, hold me to that. But anyway, the one thing that I am looking forward to this week, since now I think that I am an executive producer of radio shows. Hey, just go for it. I'm creating a new network, internet radio network, which is called Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. And I'm looking forward to developing that in the first quarter of this year. So I got a lot on my plate. You can see I do need some help. I need a whole team of people and some money. So I'm looking forward to this year very, very, very much. I'm looking forward to living my dreams. And I told my listeners on Tuesday, so you didn't know you had a guest that would talk a whole hour. See, I told my listeners on Tuesday that they could do the same thing, live your dreams.
Wait, hold on. So, Sonya, what I saw last week, because I had been coming to your blog show a few times, I'm on your Ning site, and I said I was getting invitations to come to some of the meetings, and I told you last week I was going to go ahead and I typed it in your chat room that I'm going to be at the meeting, and when I got there, I was impressed.
I'm so glad.
I was impressed. So, yeah, I think a lot more people need to go ahead and show up, and I want to go ahead and do all I can to go ahead and work on getting the news. And working on I got to get those brothers that's dealing with the paper.
Okay.
I want to get them brothers to talk about the paper over there. And also, I want you to go ahead and give a couple of more of them tough questions.
A couple of more?
Yeah. Because people need to hear that, because your book is something else. I haven't, if your book is anything like the other tough questions I heard, man, it's awesome.
Well, let's pull just randomly.
Randomly. Don't want to give everybody too much, but throw another tough question out.
Question number 13. With all of the allegations regarding the founder and the true intent of Planned Parenthood, what is your perspective on Planned Parenthood and birth control for women of color? What is your position on Planned Parenthood or similar organizations in Africa? And I assume you know what the founder and the intent, perceived intent of Planned Parenthood is. Correct, Chef?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
You do?
Okay. Yeah, wipe us out. I've been hearing a lot, man. I'm doing a lot more research on it. Well, not research. I just go ahead and just come across some articles on it. So, yeah, and all I see is just another way to go ahead and wipe us out, just to go ahead and maintain our numbers in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if that is the case, I'll read question number 15. That'll be my last one. 50 million dead. 50 million dead. Reportedly, 37% of all abortions are performed on black women. Our silence on the mass murder of approximately 15 million babies since 1973 is deafening. Where is the outrage? And I'll make that be the last one.
Mm. So, wow. Now, for a long time, I kept saying, well, hey, basically, it's the woman's body. You know, she should be the first one going to say whether, you know, she should have the abortion or not. Because I never been pregnant, and I don't think I'm going to ever be pregnant, so I couldn't really speak on that. So, but, you know, as I see that, a lot of times they push for us to go ahead and to have these abortions and then go ahead and look at, what was that thing, these implants? I don't think that a lot of the research is in or whatever to go ahead and see what the long term effects are about those implants and stuff. What kind of effects on the body? Because I think it's really unnatural to go ahead and do that.
Well, you know, Chef, I don't answer the tough questions basically because it's not about me. But I will say it's not about me. It's about Black America answering the tough questions. You can almost see my position by the way the questions are written. I was very silent. I don't dominate the conversation. I let them go ahead and roll with it because, of course, I have opinions. I have opinions on all of it. But those abortion questions will start a fight up in somewhere. They're very emotional. It's a very emotional, down to the core emotional question. But I will say, I can't say that I can make a decision for anyone. Everyone has to make their own decision. I've been in chat rooms where I've argued about abortion, had discussions about abortions, and people get outraged because they've had abortions.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I say to people about abortions is we need to be sure of the language and the way that we bring abortions forth to our next generation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about 15 million babies dead, well, there's at least 15 million women with a dead baby on their conscience. So we need to be sure that maybe our next group of girls don't have to live that same way. It's not something that discussed. They want to brush it off, say people should
right.
not feel guilty about it, all these things going on. But they don't live the lives of these women who have had abortions. And that's the only thing that I say about it. We just need to watch what we say and how we treat it so that our next generation of women don't have to live through the horrors that the other two generations have lived through. And the only way that's going to be done is through birth control. That's why they're doing the implants and those type of things.
Mm.
Stop women from menstruating and stop them from having babies. Then you no longer have an abortion issue, but you may have disease issues. What do they cause, as you say? What is the result of these implants and what they're doing to women?
You know, let me veer off a little bit. With the Black Wall Street and Chicago Black Business Network, do you have any plans to go ahead and connect with the brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa?
Well,
Caribbean, South America.
Well, that Asia. Would be probably a national question.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Carter does. If you look at Black Wall Street National, the national website, you do see him sitting there with one of the officials out of Ghana who has asked to be a Black Wall Street district. So that would be more on the national level as far as Black Wall Street goes. That would be something that he would deal with on that level. But if you really think about it, Chef, if you really think about it, just on this block, don't we have problems that we need to solve before we can solve anyone else's? Just in our houses,
mm-hmm.
just with ourselves, don't we have things that need to be done before we can help someone else? If your stuff out
there, I agree with that, but
you can't mentor nobody else.
Let me make this point real quick. I agree with that, but I think that, hey, look, there's some of us out here where we have it to where we can start building some kind of foundation. It can just make our base a lot more stronger. That's my personal feelings.
Am I wrong with that,
or how do you feel?
No, you're not. You're absolutely not. It depends on where your energy is going. There are 30 million African-American blacks in this country. Given that 50% of them may be messed up, should I say it like that? Yeah. The other 50% have a great job to do, but that's still 15 million people. If a percentage
mm-hmm.
of those were to work with Africa, importing, exporting, creating jobs across the Atlantic, then it would enhance both sides. It would enhance both sides. But you have to be able to have the skill and the knowledge to do it. And there are people out there who are doing it and have been doing it for a long, long, long time and want to expand it. It takes work and it takes people. I've been asked to be involved in projects to
well, you can't do that, so that's that's why we got to help build your team up a little bit more. I mean, I like the crew I saw over there. I love the crew that I saw over there. The people I saw over there on Friday, I'm kicking myself why I hadn't come over to any of the meetings before.
That's all right. It's about time. It was time, you know. It's about the quantity. It's about the quality of the connection,
mm-hmm.
and not the number of people. Kenya with the little furry hat, she came to my first one, I think I did last year. There were probably 10 people at that one, and it was over at an Orange
mm-hmm.
Moon. Lynn has a place, an Orange Moon. I think it's on 51st off of Western, the art shop in a antique shop off of 51st and Western. You wouldn't know it, but it's nice. It's very nice. And she gave it for, let me have it over there at her shop. But the 10 people who were there were phenomenal quality people. It was just like, wow, get me going. So, and made
mm-hmm.
good connections, too. They were there to take care of business, to do
right,
stuff.
Right. Like I said, I mean, I talked to some people, and I feel that, hey, look, what I have can go ahead and help increase my business, and at the same time, I help increase their business. Because I noticed you didn't have too many people in the food industry over there.
No. You know, when people came,
I gotta go ahead and put my feet in. Go ahead and say I'm
okay.
Number one. I like that part.
That's okay, but and these were different people, and you'll be surprised when you come to the next one. You'll see a few from different ones, but you'll see a whole new group of people. It's strange to me. It's just so many people have passed through. It's just amazing to me. And so different people keep coming. You know, I don't know these people, and I don't know a lot of them. So some on my network and some not. But it's interesting. New people all the time, and that's great. That's a great thing.
One more time, Sonya. Tell them who you are.
Sonya Cassandra Perdue. Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. Join us today and touch the world.
Man, that sounds good. Cause I made some good connections. I like what those guys were saying. The Perry about the TV productions. I like just about everybody in there. I feel I can do something with at some point.
That's good.
So I went around the room, going ahead and make sure I got cards. Next one I come through, I'll make sure I have a lot more of my literature and a lot more stuff about what I do.
I see a couple more people come by this week, too. So that means things are happening. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's exactly my vision. That's exactly how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. It was nice. Didn't have enough beers, but, hey, it was okay.
Robert and I brought that 64 calorie beer. Do I look like a 64 calorie beer person? I like this. What is this? Where you find this? Never seen this in my life. But anyway, do black people drink this? I don't know. They go in the store and buy this. I talked about a real bad. What is that? He's a good guy. Ron is a good guy. That's what he is. That's what he is. And we want to come out and give our support to him in the 17th Ward. That's Inglewood Grand Crossing and Auburn Gresham on February 22nd, 2011.
I'm posting your the Ning site in my chat room. So,
Well, I closed my chat room because I was having an issue with it or something. I'm not sure what was going on. But great. I appreciate that. I appreciate that very, very much.
That's the thing. I think we need to link a lot of the people that's doing this or doing some kind of stuff like this in these kind of mediums. We need to link everybody, and everybody need to visit and come by and explain what they do, you know, just like what you've been talking about. So, because actually, I've been on Blog Talk for quite a while.
Oh, you have?
Quite
a while. Years or something?
Yeah, they've been around for like, I think like 3 years. I've been here about almost 3 years.
Really? Didn't know anything
about
it.
I really do shows at first. I did shows at first at Substance. When I first came on, I would read some recipes and let people know about different dishes. And then I got to, there was a couple of issues. I was dealing with some couple of government issues I wanted to expose, and then I had a couple other people on, but then I stopped for a minute. And so I just came in under one of my assumed names. So
this could be a
good platform. And one day I'm gonna go ahead when I'm gonna come by the office maybe next week and go ahead and show you some other places you can do the same thing, and you can do them all at the same time. There's a way to do that.
That'd be cool. That'd be real cool. I'm here to learn. I found something.
Yeah.
I did find something called SOKULE. Where you can sign on to all your social medias at the same time, or something that was said. I haven't even had time to read it, but I just saw it in passing that you can post a message to all your social networks at one time, and that takes away a lot of the work, signing on, going here, going there. And so I'm going to take time to read that. Those are the type of tools I'm looking for, not only for myself but for my members. That's what I'm supposed to do, go out and find an easier way for them to market. And with a little help and with your help and everybody's help, we'll be able to have a great year. This is January the 13th, and it's off and running, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Chef, I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you. Like I said, I'm kicking myself for not going ahead and showing up to some of the earlier meetings that you was sending me the invites to. Because I was impressed. I was happy to be in that room with a lot of positive black brothers and sisters. So it was great for me. It was great.
Right. Great. And next time you drive 40 miles, bring somebody with you. Bring two or three people.
Of course. Actually, some of the people that work. No, for real. No, some of the people that work with me. They, you know, when I do projects and stuff, when I do bigger cooking projects, when I cater bigger stuff, Most of them are in Chicago or Maywood or Oak Park.
Oh, okay, great.
So I definitely got to get them to come out because you know it's about networking, isn't it?
It is definitely. It's about expanding your sixth degree. That's right. And really, mine's which our way to the president. He just don't know it. He just don't know it, but it does. You know people who know people who know people. That's all.
Right. True.
But he just don't know that his reaches all the way to me.
Right. Oh, wow. You know what? I'm looking at the site, and you got the pictures of Ron, these paintings that Ron put up there. It has some of them on the wall.
There is a slideshow of Ron's paintings on there. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, this, okay. Yeah, these are the pictures on the wall, man. Oh, I remember them pictures. I sat there, you know, looking at them for a minute. And when he said he'd done them, I was like, you done these? Why he don't have that on? He don't have an art gallery at all.
No, he doesn't. Eventually, when he stops, see, it's the same thing. When you do so many things, see, that's a hobby for him. When you do so many things, you don't stop it. Yes, they should be in the gallery. Someone should come over and put them in the gallery if you're listening. And he should sell some of them. That's what should happen.
Yeah.
When you're doing so many things, it's hard to do that.
Cooking was a hobby for me because I always had pretty decent skills with it. I watched a lot of you know, mom, mostly you know, the women in the family. Then I had two uncles that were pretty good chefs, pretty good cooks. They would go ahead. One uncle was great with grilling and sautéing and stuff like that, and he never had any formal training. Then I had another uncle. Man, this guy bakes awesome breads and sweet rolls and all that stuff. And whoo-wee.
But you just took
that's how I got it.
You just moved it to the professional level. Mm-hmm.
Because for a long time I got a background in computers and business and accounting.
Okay. That's different. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I've always liked to cook, and I had a lot more fun with cooking, and
I guess so. I guess so.
Yeah, because the county can go ahead and rack your head, you know. And I come from my mom, and got a lot of relatives that are into bookkeeping and accounting. And stuff like that. So I was around them a whole lot. watching them. So I won't say natural, but it was a little bit easier for me to deal with that.
It was a natural move for you because it was in your environment.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay, whereas it was not in my environment, the people around me were not doing it, but I did attend University of Illinois. I was working on my master in accountancy to show you how much interest I had in it, but I didn't complete it. I kind of lost interest in it. I took all the accounting classes except for the auditing. I had every accounting class out there, and I get to that point, and it's like, oh, I could do this, then I don't need to do it now. Okay, bye. I'll go do something else. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised I've had the radio show for a year. But, Chef, I thank you for giving me time to promote myself. I appreciate that.
No problem, no problem. You come by any time, sister, no problem.
Absolutely, thank you. Thank you so much. Sonya Perdue, Chicago's Black Business Network.com, and Chef, I'll tell everybody that you said hello and to come to your show, too.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a good evening.
You too.
Good night.
Yeah, that's a real positive sister there. I went to the meeting last week, and I was impressed. If anybody in Chicago, you got to go ahead and hook up with the Chicago Black Business Network. Let's do something. Let me play a track real quick. Take a break. And see you in a minute.
Yeah. See, it's situations like this that cause us players to get caught up in the truth.
I gotta testify. Oh,
what you been doing?
right. Thanks for coming. That's my show. I wish I had those brothers on. Hopefully we can get them on another time. But it had turned into be, you know, it seemed disastrous at first, but it turned out to be nice with Sandra Perdue stopping by from Chicago, Black Business Network. Next week I'll have another show. On Tuesday, I do my shows on Tuesday and Thursdays at 10 o'clock Central Time. And hopefully we can have those brothers back. It was disappointing. I was about to start crying and whimpering and stuff, but I didn't. I maintained. But it's okay. It's cool. See you next week. Thanks for joining the show. Good night.
Gotta be strong.